on YouTube?
Yeah, because I got my privileges back. This is what the this is what we used to do. This is OG. All right, so Shortwave Telecoms. Telecommunications. What's the link?
Of course you have. You have looked through the whole MP4s I have account,
right? Oh, yeah, of course.
It's so good.
This is smooth. Alright.
You gotta send me a link.
Wait a second, you daft cunt.
Is that like an alternative name for daft
cunt? No, daft cunt. Like you're a stupid cunt. That's a saying. That's an American saying. I guess you will know nothing about that. Alright, people should be rolling in right about now. I gotta stop doing that. I keep doing the fucking Sam finger thing because I watch so much Sam High that it's just natural. Ah, man. Life is good.
You didn't send me the link.
I didn't? Fuck you.
Wait, there's already people there?
I have no idea. It says zero people are watching. No, we can keep saying nigger, because this is on the down low. Flying under the radar right now.
Well, what if someone decides to
flag? Yeah, Bernstein is a patron.
Susan is a patron.
Oh, I fucking closed out my live page.
There's two people watching. That basically means
me and you. All right. One person watching, just you. Haha. Thanks, guys. All right. I told you, I look like I'm attending a Jewish dyke lesbian college. Top.
Just take the hoodie down.
I could just go full bald, you know.
Carol.
The red NXIVM? Red shoes? This is proper. Hey, what's up, Greg Ritchie? One's better than none, I know, right? I really don't mind. I can't even remember when we started this, but this is taking me back to then. Wait for some more people, then I want to talk. Then I want to talk about Epstein, which you could probably guess. When did you start researching it, Pizzagate?
Well, I guess I was just going along when it first came out.
I was late to the party. I was on that shit in like start of 2018 is when I got onto poll. So that's around when I started looking into this shit.
I got into poll like August 2016.
Man, I was 11 at that point, so I was just playing Overwatch and picking my butt, even though I had videos to make.
Yeah, I was also playing Overwatch, but in the background, I was listening to this girl who is a total kook, but her name's Sinead McCarthy. I don't know if you ever heard of her. I used to watch her videos back in 2016, and she was like, she talked all about Pizzagate, and I was just like really into it. Like, half of the shit she says is just insane, but the other half is
Wait,
true.
You were like 12. It's
Yeah, I was
It's like, crazy. It's crazy to me.
I had just turned 13.
Even being 14, I'm kind of aware of how young that is. And so, like, 13-year-olds knowing about Pizzagate, that was me. What?
Yeah.
Knowing about Epstein before any of the fucking adults do, that's how the future works. Well, because, like, anybody who looks into Pizzagate would be being a fool on purpose if they didn't believe that something suspicious was going on.
Yeah.
I hope they don't blow Epstein's brains out, or Epstein doesn't blow his own brains out before they can figure things out. Yeah. I think it's more likely that they would kill him, though, just to... Because the people that are involved in prosecuting him probably have something to lose.
I don't think he would sacrifice himself.
Yeah. None of these guys want to die. That's why they fucking worship Moloch. They want to be immortal, so there's no way he would kill himself. He's probably interested in just ratting everybody out so he can get out of jail as soon as possible. Can't believe I give a 14-year-old girl money every month. Is this legal? Maybe. Just hope Patreon doesn't find out. They reviewed my account like a billion times, and each time they were like, fuck it. Although once they fucking emailed me about the I want to kill all Muslim shit. They're like, we saw this, but you have a stream where you say that that's not what you meant, so we think that you made up for it, so you're still safe.
That's amazing. Patreon is protecting you.
Somewhat.
That pretty much proves that you're a show, right?
Pretty much. Well, Mao, I saw that comment from that dude. Just kidding, keep it up. Yeah, it's all jokes around here. 7 people, this is comfy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And no dumb people in the chat.
You guys are all in on the Pizzagate shit, right? Who's your favorite general? I don't do the war stuff. I'm a simple woman. I'm only interested in Epstein right now. I can't believe they got away with naming it the Lolita Express and nobody fucking batted an eye. I think Epstein would be a huge fan of yours. All these fucking guys. He doesn't look 66. It's freaking me out.
Wait,
fucking
66 years old?
Yes.
Amazing.
I'm kind of laughing at Bill Clinton right now because he took at least 26 junkets on the Lolita Express. 26 in like 3 years. Bill, how's the marriage going? You doing well?
I can't help it.
Oh yeah.
It's so little.
Very small and very yummy.
they're like this guy, like some guys that just go, oh, I couldn't help it. Our tits were so huge. It's just the other way around.
I know. All they need is like one guy and the whole fucking thing comes down. As long as you get lucky and he doesn't get suicided or anything like that. Yeah. And, oh yeah, the Cameron Boyce shit. I'm very suspect that he just died naturally. I don't think... Let the man rest in peace, but I don't think he just died all of a sudden. Because if you remember a few days ago, there were clips all over Twitter of, like, Bella Thorne talking about how she was, like, molested by fucking Disney people all the time, and everybody knew about it, and nobody did shit about it from when she was, like, 6 to 14, right? Those were the ages. Yes. And it was just, like, Disney exec, you know, Dan Schneider, you know, guys like that.
Then it's from Nickelodeon.
Dennis. Everybody, yeah, I know. People, I said yeah, people like that. Dan Schneider's everywhere. He's employed at all the places. He takes care of everyone's feet. He's the foot specialist.
Somebody gotta take care of him.
Somebody's gotta do the pedicures around here. For all the nice, you gotta have their toes looking nice for all the foot shots. And fucking, in iCarly. I was about to say Sam and Carly. iCarly, that's the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm suspicious that Cameron just died all of a sudden. Because it was a condition that nobody knew about, really, in public. And he just died in his sleep from a seizure at 20? I just think it's related because if Bella Thorne is squealing, which a few months down the line she might get suicided. Quote me on that. I think, because there was also another article that he fired one of an agent of his for sexual
assault.
Charges, and that guy worked with Finn Wolfhard as well, which makes me really concerned. Because I like Stranger Things.
And Finn is a.
So I don't know. Maybe things aren't as straightforward as they seem. If you see more Disney people dying, dropping all of a sudden, you know, I think when these people go into irrelevance more, because I don't know how much are people focusing on Bella Thorne right now. Yeah, she might shoot herself in the back of the head. Yeah, she just shot herself in the back of the head. I don't know how she did it.
She was always the.
She was always a flexible kind of girl. She did gymnastics.
Yeah, but I think Bella Thorne is not that relevant right now. And I think that they can get away with just shooting her.
I think she'll continue, because right now, it'd be way too suspicious after she came out about this all this shit.
And right her voice as well.
Yeah, so I think
better wait a while. Gotta be sensitive.
Yeah, if she becomes more irrelevant over the next interval of time, whatever that is, I don't know, she might die. They might paint it as a drug overdose or something like that.
Probably. She does drugs, so they could get away with that very easily.
It's just a shame that nobody will ever think about things like these any deeper. Shot herself with a bow and arrow in the back of the head. Wow. What a flexible, quirky kind of girl. She wanted to go out with a bang. She had strangle marks around her neck. Wow. That's so crazy.
She was kind of kinky, you know. What is the name of that alt-right person, like alt-right girl that makes like videos that sound like they are all ASMR?
I don't know. Sophie, right. Why you don't have the super chat? YouTube took it away from me. But, could always give me more money on Patreon. I don't know. There's some sort of Chthonic software which is supposed to bypass the super chat ban. So
you just use Streamlabs instead.
Yeah, Streamlabs, something like that.
Yeah.
But I have to, you know,
Set it up
and those sorts of things. I keep the tab open for like a whole week and never click on it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll set it up.
We will have Streamlabs. She will set it up right after this stream.
Yeah, Christina will make me.
Yes, I will.
Thanks, Yoga. How would you eat a duck if you had bowling pins for hands? Are you, like 10 years old?
That's pretty straightforward.
So straightforward question. What's all this shit about women, soccer players? Twitter keeps telling me about it.
I guess they're having, like, a women soccer player World Cup or something like that.
If you're so equal, just fight against the men. Is it that hard?
Brittany Pettibone, that's her name.
I think she follows me.
Yeah, she makes like YouTube videos. All of them sound like ASMR. All of them. Oh, they used to back in the day. I don't know how they sound like now.
Oh yeah, you guys watch Stranger Things? Gonna do what? What do you if you do, what'd you think of season 3?
At the beginning, I thought it would be kind of lame, but then I just got really into it after like the.
After a certain point, I was like, "All right, I'm just gonna sit down and finish watching this and not get up."
Yeah, I feel like watching the whole the 3 seasons again. I feel like doing that.
Yeah, because I watched season 1 like 3 times over.
Yeah, I should rewatch it because like I already told you about this. Like when I found out about it, I was traveling like in Disneyland, and we got like we couldn't help but binge it. So we ended up like watching shit like on the lines for the rides. So, like, with the park's internet, we would just log into the internet and just watch Stranger Things, like, on the line to the right. So I didn't get all of it, you know? Like, all I could get out of it.
Yeah.
So I think I should rewatch it.
Yeah, season 1 is really good. Now, looking at clips from it, the kids look so young. But at the time, I was like, yeah, they look normal. Because I was a fucking...
Yeah.
That young as well. Yeah, season 3. The second half is way better than the first half. The first few episodes, because I'm making my way through watching it again. Because my parents are watching the season. So I'm like, fuck it, I'll watch it with you. And the first few episodes are kind of slow. Like, it's just... It's too much to like friend drama shit, but the second half is where they actually do the sci-fi elements, and then the separate storylines meet together finally, and that's way better.
Yeah, it's just.
What's up, NoJoy69? I feel like the director gave up and just started having everyone yell. There are some cringy moments. There was like the fart joke with the black kid. What's his name? I forget.
Caleb? No, that's his name.
Right? Yeah.
I forgot his name as well.
I only know his name in real life, but yeah, like the fart joke felt like a Adam Sandler movie. Although Elle being terrified by it was kind of funny.
Yeah, we have a things for people being scared by farts.
You could say that.
We have a thing for that. You know, we like that quite a bit.
Mhm. And then like the gay shit. They're gonna make Will gay in season 4. They did photo shatting. Fuck! Foreshadowing! Ah! Photo shattering.
Just Polaroid pictures.
They did foreshadowing. Foreshadowing. In season 3 by like, it's not my fault you don't like girls, and like Will's mom being like, oh, you'll find someone someday. He's like, I don't think I'll ever fall in love. And his mom is like, you'll find someone someday. And I was like, he's gonna be gay or asexual or something, just like kind of forced. They're setting that up for season 4 because they're moving away, right? That's how I interpreted the final sequence. They're just, like, moving to a new...
town, yes.
Mm-hmm. So maybe he's gonna find a cute boy there. Ah! And then, the Robin shit. But Tammy Thompson's a girl. Oh. It's not really spoilers. It's not anything important to the show. We're just talking about the gay moments.
Yes. You can.
Sorry if you haven't watched it yet.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But at least your blood pressure will skyrocket a little less when you have to sit through that. Hello, Swam. I'm on episode 3, season 3. Don't Jeporadize your Patreon. It's fine. We didn't talk about any of the vital stuff.
Yeah.
They gotta gayify everything now. Yeah. Always gotta put in a little bit of that. Get with the times, old man. It's like, there's no way to do it well, because you're always going to see it and think it's forced, that it was injected in there artificially to meet some sort of standard for diversity. Run for office one day? I'd only be in a political office for one purpose.
She's gonna run.
It wouldn't be peaceful.
Running for it.
Wait, what are you talking about? Stranger Things, season 3. Where's the gayest place to wear a scarf? Literally anywhere. You're gonna look like, what's his face from the fucking, 330 video. I have this mini aquarium and the champagne and, like.
Champagne over the hills of it. Oh, God.
Memories of being young and naive, drinking cheap Lambrusco wine, looking over the Janicola, you what? Hills. Overlooking Rome. Love that memory. I'll never be that good of an actor.
Exactly.
Love that memory. Is Victor still recovering from the explosion? Yeah, his brother owes him money, so his brother's gonna buy him a computer.
Wait,
so it
no,
should be...
already bought it. It's gonna arrive soon. It's gonna arrive until Friday, from what I understood. Because he said two to seven days. So latest is
Friday. Yeah, Victor's in the hospital. The exploding computer punctured his sensitive areas. He's still don't make fun of him, okay? He didn't choose this life. Alright. He couldn't have known that his computer would explode right when he was
pooping on it.
Yeah. So is he a woman now? Not exactly. He's what we like, what we in the business like to call intersex. So the doctors are gonna decide if he can still be a man, if he can be recovered.
He's a gender bender. I'm watching rewatching like the videos I used to watch back in 2016 about Pizzagate.
Were they insane?
What do you mean insane? Like,
do they still make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm putting all of those in my watch later. I'm gonna rewatch them. Even the hour length ones.
Do you like Milton Friedman? Barely. I think he has some good stuff on why the economic crashes are not capitalism's fault. And that's about what I've watched from him. We can't hear the other person. Very low volume. Okay. Try to crank it up before, but...
Alright.
I think it should be good now.
Should I scream?
You could do that. Let me see if I can turn up your volume anymore on Discord. Nope, you're at 200%.
Okay. Okay. I guess this is as high as we can get. Wait, let me listen to the stream to see how.
No, I have not watched Free to Choose by Milton Friedman.
Wait.
I think I got a guitar pick stuck in my computer monitor. Alright, there we go. I can hear her fine, but okay. It's better now? Good. Still shit, but better. Nothing I can do about it. Sorry, fuck you.
Sorry, fuck you.
I've cranked it all the way up in my mixer and in OBS. So...
And I have my output volume all the way up in Discord as well, so...
Let me see if I can put the gain up more. Alright, speak.
Hey.
Again?
Hey.
Should be better now.
Alright. Oh, now he's complaining that it is loud.
Is he? Loud.
Yeah.
I put it down a little bit. This probably lagged for them.
Alright.
That's what happens when you give a computer to a woman. Oh, yeah. What is that dreadful ambient sound? You don't like it? I think I'm gonna have to kill you. I'll change it.
Yeah. It's like when Faith yesterday told me she didn't like the Animal Crossing music. She said it was annoying. I was really offended.
Let's see how you guys like this one, okay? I think it's your background noise, Christina. That's creepy.
Bye.
Yeah. Maybe turn your sensitivity
up.
Up.
Okay. Wait, can you still hear it? Like the background noise?
No, don't think so.
Alrighty. Sometimes Discord will like tell me that it's one level of sensitivity, but you can still hear shit that it shows me you can't hear, so.
It was just creepy. I could understand everything the other person speaks, and I'm not even a native speaker. Now it's loud, but it's on the same volume as yours or near that. It was not her background noise. Well, I changed the ambient music, okay? Good econ stuff. Well, I don't know. I mean, you'll probably...
Tell her to stop using a potato for a computer. Buy me one.
Yeah, buy her one. But aren't you fucking rich anyways?
My parents don't want to buy me a computer. They say that if I have a better computer, I'll spend more time on it. Like, that's even possible.
That's more soothing. Okay. Proper. I had something I wanted to say, but I forgot. Oh, right. Can't do the school video. So that's not happening. So I need another video idea to work on. I might be talking about gay pride. But if you guys have anything else in mind, I would appreciate the suggestion, because I'm very bad at idea making.
Why does everybody think I'm French? I'm not French, alright? I don't speak French. Get out of here. That's like Skeckles. That's like the second or third time someone tells me I sound French.
Yeah, you sound French more than you sound Brazilian. So there's that. Ugh, my posture fucking sucks. Yeah. Hey. Nice form. Reparations? How much are you going to give? All my money. I don't need any of it.
Yeah, good. Say that on the Patreon stream.
All your money is going to gay people reparations. Reparations for what? I don't know. Were gay people slaves? Don't think so.
Just rectum reconstruction?
Yeah, rectum reconstruction surgery. You are obliged to pay for other gay people's rectum reconstruction surgery. For their anal prolapse recovery in the hospital. You have to pay for that, or else you go to jail. And you pay for it anyways, because the government will seize your funds.
That's why I love paying taxes. Just imagine, like, you will have to pay taxes. Imagine that some of your money is going to go to cut someone's dick off. Because they decided they're a woman now.
Doing Streamlabs right now.
Amazing.
So you can pay me more money right now. Yeah.
What do you think about the wealth tax?
The wealth tax? As far as I'm concerned, every tax is a wealth tax. But, it's a good... I don't know if you guys saw, but last week it was like a PSYOP where every day there was a new, like, coming out video on the trending tab. First it was Dan. Right? Dan.
It was
two. Before Dan, it was one of the Try Guys dudes.
No, that was after then.
Dan, Try Guys dudes.
The Asian one.
The fucking blockheaded Asian one. And then Phil came out later on, and then fucking Lil Nas X. I don't know. Is everyone gay? That's my question. Is everyone gay or bisexual?
Is there anyone who is straight? That is the question we're asking here. You guys in the chat, are you straight?
100% straight. Awesome, Swam. That is amazing. Sick.
Congratulations. Whenever I think 99% straight, gotta get rid of the 1%.
Can always become a little bit more straight.
Yes.
Alright, I'm gonna need to use Streamlabs OBS. Yeah, boy.
Wait, you're already done with Streamlabs?
Yeah. Do I have to use their fucking OBS program, or can I just start getting money right now?
I don't know. Never streamed with it. I just knew, like, they don't ban people. That's the only thing
I know. How do I enable you guys to give me money? That's my question.
Commander Soap, how long till you can get super chats again? Hopefully, like 5 to 10 minutes.
No, literally never. Well, I will never have super chats again. Do you mean Streamlabs?
Streamlabs is the same thing as super chats. So
what? Yeah. No, it's not.
It's just not by YouTube, but it works the same.
Okay, true.
And people log in with their YouTube account.
Okay, so. Yeah, someone help me here.
Alright, I'll search it.
Here on YouTube? Yeah, never. It's never gonna happen.
How to enable donations.
Oh, this is a URL to your tip page where viewers can send you donations.
Oh, so you just put that like on the on the description of the stream?
I guess so. It's just streamlabs.com/LTCorbis. That's clean. I'll just put it in the chat right quick. Send me money. And I don't know, since I'm not in Streamlabs OBS, I don't know if the whatever GIF you send is going to show up on screen or not. Whatever. We'll do it next time.
Yeah. Oh, my hands are so goddamn cold.
Why'd you lose Super Chat? They took me off the partner program because I threatened Susan. Specifically because I threatened Susan. That's what they said in the email. This is absolutely inappropriate! So there's your answer. I was being a little bit too inappropriate.
Please, this is inappropriate. Please stop.
Yes, that's what the team emailed me. It made them uncomfortable.
Susan? Who are they? Are you like 30? Okay.
It's Susan Wojcicki. Wojcicki. She's the CEO of YouTube. Are you closing the stream and go over? Oh, you don't stream on Streamlabs. You stream with a Streamlabs client. So when someone donates to you, the whatever the donation message and the gift they sent pops up on screen. It's like a variant of OBS, but it'll still be going on YouTube. Because that's the host site. And I'm a fucking tapeworm in its butthole.
Sweet!
Sweet! Sweet, 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 sweet!
Sweet like feet. Anyone born before the 2000s is a boomer.
As part of the public programming, all 12-year-olds should be required to have gay sex. Otherwise, how will they know their preference? Yeah, how do you know you're not bisexual until you try it? As part of the curriculum, takes you for a ride. Coach Epstein takes you down to the locker room and does some edumacating. It's all too real.
Indeed. Wait, can I like not open a... Oh, I'm just retarded.
Pray that we get justice.
Indeed.
That's a lot of gay sex. You could say that again. That's a sound bite.
Yeah.
I don't know why everyone's so surprised about the Bella Delphine bathwater shit. This is the inevitable end result of feminism. Scientifically speaking.
Yeah, she grew up.
Didn't you learn about this in sociology class? This is what they told you was gonna happen, and it happened. Why are you surprised?
And
yay, more Muslims in my country.
Have you ever like looked at her Instagram?
No. Yes, once.
Like, the best part of it is the comments and the things she replies to the comments.
She replies to comments?
She does. She's very active. Like, very, very active.
I guess she's on all day.
And one guy commented, like, how do you feel about being a porn star? And she went, I'm not a porn star. I take lewd pictures of myself. It's not the same thing, okay?
I don't know. Like, being in that position, you just have to be self-aware. Or you look like a fucking goob head. You either have to be self-aware or just not give a fuck enough. Because, I mean, yeah. Why even try to be on this? Well, of course, that's just what... It's the female condition. The people that are passing judgment on you the most are the people that you want to think you're cool the most. Even though they're completely insignificant. It is just the female condition to care about what they think. So yeah, I'm not surprised about that one.
Yep.
But in such a position, a rational human being would not even try to boast any moral superiority. See, I'm not exactly a porn star, okay? At least I'm not a porn star. Like You're like, selling your body just the same. It's
When she becomes a porn star, she goes, "Oh yeah, at least I'm not like a prostitute, you know."
You might as well just be shameless about it. Fuck, man. I'm so trad. I'm not a porn star. I just take lewd pictures. Do you even know how trad that is? What percent of kids in your school are fervently woke, passively woke, and don't care? What do you mean woke? By whose standards are you talking about woke? Because it depends who's saying it.
Like, at the end, just like, even if you think about Nyan, like, she doesn't do anything explicit, but you know why people flock to her content just the same. And I guess that's not as much her fault, but still.
She just made a stream glitchy? I don't know nothing about that. SJW woke? Yeah, most kids don't give a fuck.
Is your internet connection alright, Sophia?
Yes.
Then you are the gay one. Excel Inferno 123.
My bitrate is at 6,000.
Eight people, cozy.
Whatever. I'm not even the generation identity shit. They're giving food to homeless people, and people are getting on their case about it.
I'm
not surprised. Whatever. Fuck it. Nothing is surprising or angers me anymore at this point.
It's just
the Times, the New York Times. Extremist linked to mosque killer prey on homeless.
Prey.
By giving them food. By giving them food, they must be propagandizing them for their political purpose. Yeah. It's not like they just fucking care about their own country or anything. It's not even worth talking about. It's funny. It's funny how predictable everything is, but it's mostly boring how predictable everything is.
It's just common. Oh shit, I guess the chat is right.
What?
The stream just like goes black for a few seconds and then comes back.
Oh, you're right. My fucking kilobits per second is dropping hard right now. Well, I don't know what to do about it. My dad's just pooping on the router.
Just go, hey, epic dad. Can you stop?
Alright, turn the settings down a little bit. Hopefully, chugs along a little better. It's like 1 FPS. Not for me. I'm watching the playback right now. It looks great.
If they promote adulthood to be declared earlier, unmature teens can mistake friendship for love. Also, there are peer-reviewed articles telling that premature puberty can cause homosexuality. So that's why everyone is gay?
Tell him to use the toilet instead. I've tried! He just... Mm-hmm. He loves pooping on the router too much. He can't control himself.
He likes to use me.
That's all he talks to me about anymore, how epic pooping on the router is.
Isn't your dad like a patron?
Yes, he is. I bet he's watching right now, watching the stream fucking poop out as he takes a gigantic dump on my router and he enjoys it to the umpteenth exponent. Who the fuck is Sean Hannity? Looks like a mannequin. I think that's a good way to put it. Mannequin men raping your children. Maybe because it's warm? Yeah, it's like you don't even need a Japanese toilet to get ass heating. You just need an internet router. Oh, the bit rate's going good. Up. I guess he's done with his poop. One researcher tells that premature puberty can cause bisexuality in males and homosexuality in females, and the other one tells it causes higher rate of homosexuality among males and no effect on females. Mom found the poop router. Did YouTube kill your notifications? I'm sub, a notification bell is on, and got nothing. Yeah, fucking figures. I have 900,000 subscribers and get like 260,000 views on a video. And all the time I talk to people and they're like, dude, why haven't you uploaded in 6 months? And I'm like, thanks, YouTube.
Yeah, you gotta always, I don't know, gotta distribute stickers with QR code share videos now. Sam's dead time.
MDE.TV, start writing it on all of your money.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever put like a tracker on a dollar bill and just watch it go?
Isn't that like illegal?
Is it? Well, it's a damn good idea.
It is, but I think it may be illegal.
Sounds like some indie hipster, documentary film idea. We put a tracker on some money and went and bought things, and then we found that it... And then the money went directly to, like, drug trafficking, and then we got killed. By cocaine men. Watch the...
Cocaine men.
Yeah. Yeah, so essentially you gotta follow me everywhere just so you don't miss it. And check my channel once a day. Nah. Check my channel once a month.
On the 30th, because that's probably when the video is gonna come out.
Yeah, 30th or 31st, as late as possible. I tried to speed it up, but my principal's raping me in the ass. My schizophrenia is raping me in the ass. I'm also just a really lazy person.
And you also don't have any good ideas.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the ideas man. Somebody else comes up with the idea and then I just fucking knock it out. Oh shit. I just do the work. Are you scared of China overtaking the US in GDP? Dude, I don't even know what you're talking about. Seems like a boogeyman to me. Seems like a ghost.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I am sure that I don't like China. And I don't like Chinese people because they have squinty eyes.
Me and Christina have shared racism where we both just look at Asian people and see soulless husks. It's not my fault! I didn't choose to be this way! I'm working on it. No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Look.
It's not our fault. It's not our fault that they're empty inside.
Just Sam's Hyde Wars spiel about that is pretty close to how I feel about it. Just like bile bears. Just look at bile bears and tell me honestly that there's anything on planet Earth that would stop Chinese people's hunt for progress. There's not one thing.
If they gotta poop on your head, they're gonna poop on your head. That's how the Chinamen go.
Also, are you sure it's not the Finnish autism? Is that a phenomenon? Finnish autism?
Just Scandinavian Asperger's, generally.
Yeah, I can believe it. Everyone seems averse to being social there, which I have no problem with.
Just so you know, just so everybody in the chat know, Asperger's is equals high IQ, okay? That's why Sophia has 60 IQ points. She's very smart.
Finns are socially inept as fuck. Yeah, I've been to Finland twice. And it was pretty silent. Just generally speaking, like, the cities are a lot quieter. So I interpret that as being the same thing. And it makes sense.
Sounds like heaven.
Although my dad is a fucking golden retriever. But I suppose it's because he came to America at like 13.
He just passed the Asperger's. He didn't get like onto you.
Pretty much. Silence is golden. That's pretty much the culture. You just eat your potato pancakes and fucking berries. And you stare at the lake for like 5 hours, and then you go sleep. US has been the world's number one in GDP forever. If China becomes number one, the New World Order will take place. It will happen in our lifetime. I don't worry about that. That's not on my mind.
Chinese people, you just gotta throw water on them. And they break apart.
You just gotta give them clean air to breathe and then they drop like flies.
Exactly.
So that's not gonna happen. Don't worry about it. Billy Blanks.
Just like get them like away from the outlet.
New World Order only stands for a day, so who cares? So here's the thing, I doubt anything like that would ever work, because you're gonna have to, just by censoring people and removing, right-wing sources or libertarian sources or whatever, alternative voices by shutting them down. You don't magically just remove all the civil unrest that gets them so much views in the first place. The reason that so many people are watching them isn't just simply because they're there. It's because that the tension already exists. And they're an outlet for that. And so the outlet is gone. It's just gonna fucking explode. They're gonna have to do hard authoritarianism instead of soft authoritarianism, and you know how that goes.
There's 13 people watching right now. You guys get the golden opportunity to suggest video ideas for Sophia.
Yeah, this is a gain for you, not me.
Yes. This is your patron prize.
Yeah, this is a prize for you. This is like a lottery.
We're giving it to you, the chance to even suggest Sophia a video idea, and you're gonna be heard. And if it is good, it might become a real video. Just think about that.
Don't worry about a new world order. The only logical thing that's gonna happen is Soph's ANCAP land. That's a gay way to put it. Who the fuck is Duolingo? I'm gonna fucking kill you. You lost the number one spot. Complete more lessons to take back your spot. Shut the fuck up. I'm getting back into learning Russian. So
amazing.
I know a lot more than I thought I did. Just a bunch of like vocabulary tucked in the back of my head from like being a 7-year-old.
Mhm.
That's just going like
amazing, just reviving it.
As the old saying goes, "Ya yem sabak." Christina, that's a very wise saying.
I don't doubt it. Do a video on how to make vaporwave? Yes. Yes, that is going to be Sophia's next video.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's really fun. You just put a song in Audacity and time stretch it. A hopeful white pill video this time. If I'm gonna tell kids what I want them to do, I'm gonna get glow in the dark CIA colored people showing up at my estate. Damn, colored people, these are short. Colored people? People of color? I don't give a fuck. Anytime someone uses that in a conversation with me, the next sentence I do is gonna be, they're like, Sophia, you really have to do more to help the people of color community. Look, I'm doing all I can to help colored people right now. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, just closed all my tabs. Oh, they're back.
It's just...
That's why I bought 70 acres in the middle of Idaho. That's fucking based. We'll just homestead. We'll let the rest of the world burn. Yeah, hopefully the feds leave you alone. I think they're gonna start cracking down on anybody who wants to be alone. That's gonna be the next thing that's gonna be, you know, stigmaed against. If you want to live in solitude, if you want people to leave you alone. But there's already a stigma against that. That makes you fucking mentally ill. Video on Eastern culture taking over would be good. You can talk about the China social credit system. There's so much stuff already about that shit. Beep beep boop boop. Go watch a Tim Pool video about it. He's probably talked about it. Dude, this is so crazy. China social credit. How could they do this? How couldn't they do this? This is, again, this is to be expected.
Sophia's blackface is reserved for, like, interviews only. No video.
I'm surprised they didn't do the social credit system sooner, to be honest. Yeah, blackface for photo shoots only, for interview pictures, etc. Christina has a cool picture of her own, but probably don't want to show it. Oh, man, you're ripping.
Yeah, going hard, you know?
Set up a small ANCAP community little. There's got to be a better word for... I mean, Hoppian libertarianism works well, but all those terms just are like, ugh, when they come out of my mouth. I'm like, what? What the fuck is this? A fucking, a debate? What, am I running for office? My philosophy is that I want to be alone. Is it just endorsementism? Is that an extension of endorsementism? Yeah. To be left, because you're going to be inside all day, trying to be left alone to do your own business and be happy by yourself. Technically, the political extension of that would be libertarianism.
Yes.
It's okay if China does it, but when they are the world's number one in GDP, that China shit will bleed over. I don't think money automatically equals influence. Unless you're living in a place with a government, then it does. There was a good nod to that in Stranger Things, where it's like, the mayor, the... Oh, fuck. That's gonna be spoilers.
Cover your ears.
Cover your ears. I'll put my thumb up when I'm done with the spoilers. For all of you guys out there who haven't finished the season yet. I'm gonna try to put this in good terms. So, some bad people wanted to buy up real estate, and the people who owned the properties didn't want to sell. So a government official had to put pressure on them to sell. That's why natural monopolies would never exist. Quick lesson for you. Why the hoodie? Is the rest of America cold or something? I'm on the bottom floor of my house, so it's cool. Atomization of society, being connected only by being connected to the internet, is a necessary condition to secure the existence of human race in the world where risk of artificial viruses raises. Atomization. I don't know if that's... But being alone for the most part and being content with that and being able to survive like that is a very important thing to have. So... Yeah. Someone commented on the, shooting myself photo on Patreon. This photo is not cool.
Oh, damn. What's going on?
I don't know. Wait, the person deleted their fucking pledge.
Wait. Oh, repeat all that. You cut off, like, big time for me. What did you say?
You know, on the stream update photo where I have the shot, I can bring my shotgun out right now. It's not a real one. In case.
Yeah.
But, a patron commented on that saying, that photo is not cool. And they also deleted their pledge today.
Wait, you're like shooting. Is the one where you're shooting yourself? Which photo?
Yeah, I'm
is
like
it?
Holding it here. Where I'm shooting myself. And screaming.
Like one of the screenshots?
Amazing. Screenshots? Yeah. Wow, truly a big spoiler. I saw that comment and cringed. Oh yeah, thumbs up. Done with the spoilers.
Is it the one where, like, you hide the red tip with your mouth?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Past a certain point, because there's always, like, an increase and things get better, but past a certain point on that, it starts, you know, being diminishing returns. I think that applies to population density. Because the big cities are just fucking havoc. But it depends on the personality types of the people that are inhabiting them. To a degree. Glamorization of ghetto culture. When it's not subsidized, it evaporates. When it's in its, like, serious detrimental form, when it's not subsidized, it evaporates. Just goes away. But right now it's being subsidized, so good luck with that. It'll never go away by saying, dude, hip-hop music sucks. It's just trashy. Stop cutting yourself off from culture like that. There's good shit out there that you probably refuse to partake in. Never heard of that new Project 2 before you mentioned it. Is it serious or just a tiny goof? But how do you even get access? To put up a page, I think you have to contact Dick Masterson about it, which I think there's a contact thing on New Project 2. But it's just an alternative to Patreon in case they think I am too edgy. So, and yeah, it's serious. It works. I'm getting money. Yeehaw. I didn't even add my fucking link to the description. Fucking faggot! Putting the link in my description again. I think YouTube removed it.
Dick Masterson. That's such a good name.
I'm almost terminally ill, 19, and my government keeps sending me mails about taxes. Fuh! I can't handle this shit. That'd be... I don't ever want to receive anything in the mail. Period. Seems stressful. Where do you live, Swam? And you're almost terminally ill? What do you... What's up?
You have cancer?
I don't want to put up a new Project 2 page. I was just interested in how I might support projects. Didn't see an easy sign up. Yeah, you have to go to, like, the direct URL for shit. I think mine is newproject2.com/sof, Norway. Oh yeah, don't all Scandinavian countries have high-ass taxes? What's the percent? Viewers? Damn, we're peaking.
19? Is it 12 for me?
I don't know, it's all over the place.
People just join, they realize Victor's not here, and they leave.
Pretty much.
I don't think I can buy that voice just died having a seizure.
In Scandinavia, everybody gets to live off everybody else, pretty much. Even though my grandmother had a made like butt nothing as a doctor, like made no money because of the taxes. Probably got like the equivalent of like 30K a year for being a radiologist. And she made way more in America. She still has like a weird affinity for it. 24% sales tax for most goods. Fuck. Man, I thought California sucked. That is so hellish. You almost have to pay a quarter of the price of the item to the government.
Here in Brazil, if you want to import like electronics such as phones and video games and so on, as like as an individual, you gotta pay 50% of the price.
What?
Yep.
Dude, look at... Dude, socialism works. Look at Scandinavian countries. They're so cool and socialist. Look at... Look at how they're going. They're getting fucking grenades. There's tons of no-go zones. There's cultural erosion at speeds that are unprecedented. The more democratic and government involvement there is, the faster the culture erosion moves. There's always culture erosion in political systems, because the problem with identity politics is not the identity, it's the politics. You can't use politics to preserve culture and preserve identity. It just doesn't work like that. Because when it comes to politics and government, there's either no incentive to preserve that shit, or there's an incentive to erode it, which is the more common one. Food books and services are lower. The fact that it's there at all is an insult. It's a slap in the face. Just grow your own food. That's probably the best option.
Too much work. So news just came out that Cameron Boyce was alone in his room when he died. Like, he was alone at home.
Of course. Of course he was. We're crazy. We're out of his mind. Our minds. Let the man rest in peace. He was killed. He died. I mean, let the man rest in peace. He just died all of a sudden. You know, let him have his peace. You're crazy. Stop conspiring. Also, nobody saw him die. He was in his bedroom alone.
We're told Cameron had been dealing with seizures, but had not made those public. Okay.
Never made them public.
Yeah, he was an actor since 11. He's 20 years old now. For 10 years, he was famous. Nobody ever leaked that he had a seizure. Never happened on set as well.
Just conveniently never happened when anybody was around.
Yeah, he had just seizures in his bedroom all the time.
I mean, because I was thinking about that on the toilet the other day. Like, wouldn't he be having seizures on set? Like, how, isn't he an actor? Doesn't he do, like, performance shit live? Like, how is that safe? Like, it's like the Joji thing. Like, how is he doing these performances if he has, but whatever. Guess nobody ever saw it. I'm surprised if I survive the next decade, so I'll spend my time saving this generation no matter the cost.
If you're gonna go, take someone with you.
Man, new comic by Owen Cyclops is quite good.
I have to read it.
Gotta follow the guy. He's got a really good account.
Oh yeah, I follow him. I just didn't read the comics yet.
I'll just post it in chat. Whatever. Sharing good, spiritually fulfilling content. I don't know about America, but Zoomers in Norway are not doing too good. Beaten down by the system that's supposed to help them get ahead. Been going for an hour and 21 minutes. Probably go for another 9 minutes and then dip. I don't know. I gotta do work. I spent yesterday just making a logo and coming up with other art ideas, but nothing video related.
Yep. Gotta get your writing.
I don't know why I have such an inherent aversion to writing. Even though I'm good at it, and when I get into my stride, I really, grind it out.
But do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I enjoy it, but it takes quite a while.
So it's like taking a shower.
Most of it is just mental torture. I mostly enjoy like the last few days of video making where I get like 6 hours of sleep and I'm just working on something all day.
Yeah.
Norway has nearly become atheist. There needs to be so. What I'm surprised about is I thought a lot more kids were atheists than actually are, because what is the church attendance of Gen Z is like
60%.
Yeah, greater than America. The majority.
60% in America. So if that gives you any hope, so there you go, 60% church attendance. If I'm not wrong, millennials were like at 14%, which makes it really crazy.
Hopefully they keep that way, because it could always be like, oh, their parents are, making them attend it, but I don't know.
I think I doubt that, because I think that at some point, people just need something to turn to. And even if some or most of those people are not like following the church's moral code, they are still attending, which is better than whatever was there before.
Mm-hmm. It's the millennial condition is so directly related to godlessness. It's so clear.
Yeah.
Materialism is great as far as it goes, but it doesn't go all the way. We seek something spiritual. We are 100-odd pounds of chemicals. Why did we wake up and become self-aware? Why are we not automatons? Exactly. There's so much shit that is left unanswered by the Sam Harris worldview. Sam Harris or Richard Dawkins or whatever. There's no scientific basis for consciousness. We might as well be dogs. That's why we make decisions that go against our instincts for, our desires. They have turned their backs on religion so much that I don't know what the hell to even do about it. It's a great enough task where you probably just relinquish yourself to prayer and self-growth. And working with the people in your direct vicinity. I know we're all social retards here, including myself and Christina.
Yes, Asperger's team.
But it is absolutely necessary to join your local church and talk to the people around you. Just have conversations and see where it leads. See if, they are interested in spiritual growth.
If you need so, guys, get a friend that will make you do it.
Atheists have not replaced religion with atheism. They are still... a lot of their behavior is evident. Now, a lot of atheists are just, scum-sucking hedonists, and do nothing, and truly do act like there is no God. But even that, they're not murdering people or killing themselves or anything. Most of them. The ones that are productive are very evident in their behavior that they have some sort of religious idea because they care. They care about the world, they care about making it a better place, and they're willing to put effort in to help humankind. Why would you behave that way if it's all meaningless? If it's all empty and it's not internally consistent, so it's interesting. Because it cannot be replaced. There are certainly people who aim to replace it or aim to subvert God and take his place in the hierarchy, relatively speaking. In the dimensional theory, God is two places higher than humans. So if you knock humans down a level, you can become relatively God to them. But anyways, we're not gonna get too far into that one.
That's such a good sound bite. We're not gonna get too hard.
Too far into that one. Okay. But that effort will never succeed, is what I'm saying. Do you think the universe is a simulation? No. I was an atheist most of my life, atheist parents, same. But I always felt some spiritual stuff and always had Christian morals and ethics for some reason, like it was programmed into me. So there's a reason for that.
You're so close for it.
Because there's no biological necessity for that to be the case. The people who claim, morals are, biological. Humans have the tendency to want to be moral. But that's not the case, because your desires lead you towards, gluttony and sloth and sexual sin and all that stuff. You could murder for wealth, and that would be a benefit to you, but it wouldn't be moral. So doesn't make sense. It has to come from somewhere else. If God exists, he makes the rules. If no God, then we make the rules. It offends our sense of self-importance that we're not supreme beings. You have to have a degree of, humbleness. Humility. There's the word. To accept that truth.
Most people who are okay with being atheist like their whole lives, and when even confronted with good arguments for the existence of God, just dismiss it. Those people they most likely put themselves on a pedestal. And that's just their personality. And that's why they have such a hard time accepting God. Just, they don't want to believe there's anyone above them.
You necessarily have to put someone else above you as a priority that you would sacrifice yourself for.
Yes.
And that's kind of daunting. Especially for all these Epstein guys who never want to... who plan on never dying. Why do leftists want to tear down Christianity? Look, I don't want to get too weird about it, but the people who are at the top of propagating leftist ideals are Luciferians. They want to replace God. They want to become God to humanity. And since there is no way for them to, you know, lift themselves up on the hierarchy, become more supreme beings, I guess they found that out through trial and error, they have to knock humans down a level. And that's why leftist ideas are associated with degeneracy. They want to degenerate the human race, make them worse, make them stupider, make them more disgusting, more easily, you know...
controllable.
Controllable, yeah. I think I sort of allude to that in Be Not Afraid. There are people... I think I mentioned in passing that the people who propagate these you know, ideas that I mentioned in Be Not Afraid, most of them don't know what's going on and are just trying to conform, to look good, virtue signal, cause less trouble for themselves. So they'll tell you, dude, you can't make that joke. The people at the very top who create those ideas and pass them down are far more sinister about it. Sounds like a good video topic. It's not very easily digestible. And I don't say that as like, oh, I'm trying to make easily digestible content, but it's sort of
hard to express.
It's hard to express. A lot of people cannot interpret abstractions in that way. And there's like, for people who are not, you know, spiritual or religious, there's no way to prove it. They're like, what are you talking about? Because most people still think Pizzagate's a conspiracy theory, so where the fuck are you supposed to start off with that? Most people have an inherent trust, even among my audience, because it's a lot of, like, you know, boomers and conventionally right-wing people on there. A lot of people still have trust in political officials. They think Tucker Carlson is cool. So you can't... You have to speak on a personal level to someone like that, or else you're never going to get through to them, and that's why it wouldn't work as a video idea. And same thing with, you know, my views on politics being a stupid little, you know, distraction, a game for harvesting your energies and never getting anywhere because the solution will never be political. You can't explain that to someone unless you're talking to them personally, because you'll be talking to a... There's a big difference when it's, you know, a national socialist. Well, not that much of a difference, but a national socialist versus a, you know, a hardline liberal. Inevitably, you speak to someone about it on a personal level and tailor what you're talking about to their views so it makes sense. It's hard to do that in an impersonal video. Politics is a symptom, not the disease. Exactly. Politics is a symptom of godlessness. Because if God is not the authority, you have to put in an artificial one. If there is no natural order because there is no God, you have to create your own. And that's what politics is. But again, You don't get to do that. You don't get to create the rules. That's not how it works. So, you know, politics inevitably crashes and burns every political system. The political systems that lasted the longest were not political, were the least political ones. This is good shit.
Yeah. Good stream.
The deeper level in the Bible is that God is evil, which many Jews and also Gnostics know. Jehovah lies from the very beginning about the fruit, which the snake speaks. More truthful information. Nah, man.
You smoking.
He doesn't lie. Doesn't lie. The knowledge of good and evil was not necessarily a good thing.
But of course, there are another level where you question, isn't God and good originally synonyms? But it reflects the king's rule, which you're not to question.
You fundamentally can't imply that because God is the creator of the universe, so he creates the standards of what is good and bad. It's paradoxical.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Nope. I'm in gosh, sorry.
This is the struggle.
I'm just saying that I like how you break shit down and show the origin of cultural phenomenon. Yeah, it's nice and it's good to do on stream, but doesn't work as a video concept.
Yeah. It's certainly good. It's good late night contemplations that work on a level like this. But we've tried to talk about it on streams with 2,000 people. And the response is, what?
Yeah.
You know, disgust. Because these are... When you have 2,000 people, it's bound to be... The majority of that crowd is bound to be people who are not really humans. They're just representatives. Who show up with masks on their faces.
I guess you just can't just make it so everyone can understand things. That can never be your goal, because some people are just not gonna get it.
Yeah, and you know the good messages inevitably alienate a lot of people because there's a lot of demons out there. So messages like these are alienating too many people for it to be a nice little YouTube video.
Exactly. And
why is the biblical God the true God? There's historical evidence for Jesus. A lot of
there
it.
Like, those are ideas that come up at 3 a.m. and that we talk about, like, in small groups. Don't post it. Oh, there is a video. Just not fit for that.
Because it's something that is, something that I don't like thinking about, but there are... I think it's Da Vinci made these categories. There are people who see from the beginning. Which would probably be people like Victor. There are people who see when shown. Which is me and Christina, etc. There's people who will never see any of it. It just doesn't register. And when you put it in a YouTube video, the majority of the audience is going to be that, the people who don't have the capacity to have distrust for false authority. And that's just the reality of it.
It's just the way they are. And you can do nothing about it.
I wouldn't buy into the shit that religion is the opiate of the masses. Because it's certainly not easy and it's not pretty. So it doesn't make any sense.
Hard to follow and it's hard to abide. And if you didn't truly believe in it, you wouldn't have a good reason to follow it. Because it's just too hard. It's easier to be just lazy.
That's no opiate. Constant spiritual warfare. Constantly fighting demons. It's no, you know, happy-go-lucky little drug. I think I've always known God, but I was manipulated into atheism by society. I think society confirmed thoughts that arose in me in the first place. I used to go to Sunday school. I remember like lying on a couch there while whatever the, you know, church service was going on in another room. Cause, you know, my brother and I would just explore the church cause we were bored. And I was just laying on a couch and I was thinking, well, how do you know, like, how do... Because nobody really ever explained to me shit. So I'm like, how do you even know that this book is credible in the least? Like, it could be written by anybody. And this and that and the other thing. Just stuff that nobody ever emphasized. And then I just got confirmed that by the societal stereotype that, smart people are only atheists. High IQ people are... And I think my parents confirmed that to a degree as well.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I can blame anyone for my atheism. I have no one to blame but myself, really.
I don't think it's a thing you blame yourself for. It's not good, but it's, you know... It's something that you inevitably get tricked into, because even when it's thoughts, it's thoughts that are coming from a sinister area.
Yeah. I would just never forgive myself for refusing to get my confirmation. I'll never forgive myself for that.
I have so many questions, and I hope the Bible will answer them when I get around to reading it. You should read it as soon as the stream is over. Look up a PDF. It's a good read.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to join the cool kids, you can't believe in God. You want to be cool, don't you? I also think the shock value of it. Just like, oh man, that's so funny. I remember being in elementary school, and... that being brought up in conversations somehow, like, well, oh, what's your religion? And I would say, I don't believe in God. And they're like, whoa!
Yes, I remember that.
You know, edgy atheist in, like, fourth grade.
Yeah.
That was
God
me.
Damn, we were so damn cringy. Whew. It was the same thing when I was like a Nazi.
Yeah, because everybody, you know.
People would just go, oh, you're like a Nazi. And I would go, hell yeah.
Yeah, what about it, kid? Yeah, I'm a late so epic funny. National Socialist.
It was just so funny. Thinking back on it is like really cringy, but I had so much fun that I don't regret it. It was just so much fun at the time.
When I was in first grade, girls would tell me angels would cry when I told them God wasn't real. It's a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
Well, we chose self-awareness for ourselves in the garden. That was the consequence. Being, you know, conscious.
So, you need to get baptized if you're not. You said you're terminally ill, so. You need to do that as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go to hell. Do you need to do that, like, into the mic?
When we go like this?
Is that understood? Yeah, you can just turn sideways. You don't need to go.
Nah, I like doing that. I'm used to my dad doing that all the time, so. Scream farting? No, scream yawning. Fuck!
Scream farting?
My dad scream farts.
So, yes. Do you believe in hell and heaven after you die?
Yeah, boy. The modern Catholic Church is gay, yes, because they gave leniency to sin. That's why all this shit is happening. There's no feel good leniency. What is the passage about, you know, brandishing your sword? I forget it, but there's no.
Yeah.
Let's be meek. Let's be weak. Yeah, let's get trampled all over. That's not the rhetoric. If you get tired, end the transmission. Don't destroy your brains by forcing it to overwork. If your eyes feel tired, close them. If your head begins to ache, let it rest. Also, make sure the room's vented. I'm always tired.
If she did that, she wouldn't do anything. She would sleep all day.
That'd be so nice, sleeping all day.
That sounded so weird. You said, I think the bottom line isn't the dogma, but that we act decently. The religious framework is only a vehicle which, in the massive complexity of life's journey, gets us to a better place. See, no. That's not it. Religion is not a framework or a vehicle to make you just act decently. That's not its only purpose. You can't put it in those terms.
Many Christian religion leaders are now saying there is no hell because it's too mean. Exactly. They're letting modernism and then postmodernism into its doors.
Corrupting the church.
There are times to turn to the other cheek, there are times to pick up your sword. It is contextual. Some matters are trivial and the anger is a lie to waste your energy. Some matters are to be dealt with.
It's like complaining about Black Cario. You see, you shouldn't be wasting your energy with that.
I feel like heaven and hell are state of minds and not actual places. When it comes to your time on Earth, there certainly is an earthly hell. Earthly mental hell that can be that the door can be opened to through certain behaviors. I'd be more likely to stop being an atheist if they had balls and kept to their convictions. Let's hope it turns out that way.
The Pope.
Well, there are. Yeah, it's being investigated. There still are churches out there that are, you know,
good,
not corrupted.
And bait.
Christian dogma focuses on accepting Jesus and good deeds will follow. Judaism inverts the notion. Good deeds will put your heart in the right place. One could favor either approach. I think the problem is with the I think it's the Talmud. They just inserted writings of their own. It's not revealed. It's human rule making.
And the Jews. There is a very, very good lecture I watched about it. Rather an interview about it. That I wish I could find again. But it was this... it was about Judaism. And it's just two Jews talking about it. And they were explaining how... they believe that they can just add in passages and change passages as they
exactly.
wish.
It's not.
Yeah. So it's not like. They say it has to be according to the modern world. You can't just have one law set in place, which goes against.
You don't get to change the rules in the face of God. So, porn is definitively bad. It causes you to associate pleasure with disgust, and you can see how that could take a turn for the worse.
Porn is very, very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was like an.
Didn't the Bible warn that Christianity would be corrupted and twisted? Probably. Because you're putting it in the hands of humans, and they're flawed.
There was a charge that came like a while ago about like how the more often you watch porn, the more likely you are to be bisexual. So you can take that as you want, but like the more times you watch it a week, the higher the chances. Of you being a fake. So.
Do you actually believe in intelligent design? What are you referring to? Or just that religious morals are beneficial for a human to follow? You'll have to clarify. I'm a brainlet.
The big head is only for show. Sophia has 60 IQ.
Is the Epstein case going to cause a problem for confirmation hearings? Acosta had been asked. Acosta explained breezily, apparently, that back in the day he'd had just one meeting on the Epstein case. He'd cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had been told to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone, he told his interviewers in the Trump transition, who evidently thought that was a sufficient answer and went ahead and hired Acosta. The Labor Department had no comment when asked about this. Interesting.
Very interesting, indeed.
I now believe in God mostly because of Aquinas' five ways. They're pretty good. But I found no such arguments for believing in actual heaven and hell. Do you know any good resources for that?
Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes. Crustina.
I think it's just because when you accept that God exists and you accept Jesus as a historical figure, you have to accept Catholic dogma.
Yeah, you have to accept the doctrine along with it because you're giving validity to the information source, so the information that comes out of it has to be valid.
If you believe that Jesus existed, which you have no reason not to believe because it's literally a historical figure, and if you believe in God, therefore you should follow Jesus's words, and that leads you to Catholicism.
The name Israel was given to the patriarch Jacob after he wrestled with God's angel. Israel means man who wrestled with God. I take comfort in from that. It shows God understands our struggle. That's some JBP biblical lectures stuff. At least that's where I recognize that information from. Do you actually think there's a physical God, or that whoever wrote the Bible had good grasp of what is good for humans? I don't know if you can conceptualize God in the 3D as a physical being, necessarily, but yes, I guess.
Yeah.
Jesus exists, but what if he was just a regular guy? Even the people who didn't like him reported that he had, you know, done things. But the people recognized that, but the critics just called him, like, just said he was doing witchcraft, like pagan witchcraft or whatever.
Yeah, nobody denies that Jesus did incredible things.
If we accept that God is just, then God will do justice. Our actions will have consequences. That implies some sort of reward or punishment beyond life. Exactly. Trust that people like Epstein, if they don't get justice in this physical realm, they certainly will get justice later on.
Right. Yes, they will. Nothing. You can't get away with anything.
What about pretty much by this point undeniable proof of human evolution? Yeah, what about it?
You can't ever get away with anything. Either your consciousness sees it and cares about it, and if you don't, other people will, and if other people don't, God will. So none
Does God want more people or less to exist? Would it be a sin to curb population growth? Well, how are you going to go about curbing population growth? Because that implies that you're going to interfere somehow. It's usually not ethical. Doesn't stick well with the Bible. Why not? A lot of atheists believe in God if you just call it something other than God. Yeah. That's something weird, like Daniel Hooch demonstrated that. There's a strange disgust that these people have with religious ideas when you call them religious. Because they have those ideas in them when they're being productive people, when they're having morals and not murdering everybody they see in the street for financial gain. They're acting them out, but when you associate religion or God with it, they have this, you know,
disgust
and stigma of, like, that's not intelligent vocabulary. Like, the very same people who didn't like me in my English class after they read the BuzzFeed article were the same ones who became disgusted when my teacher brought up a passage from, I think, the Old Testament to refer to something in our, you know, Holocaust book. They're like, is this guy out of his mind?
There is just some of these are just normal people who fell for a religion is dumb, baitism is very smart. I mean, some of them are, they just have something within them.
They we go for 2 hours! Ah!
You wanna end it?
That's crazy! I don't know.
It's going good.
It is going good.
Let's wait a bit more. When we run out of things to say. And we can dip.
Religion is the opium for the masses given by someone who introduced another religion under a disguise of political teaching to the public already skeptical towards religions. Marxism is a religion. Yeah, politics is just a replacement for religion, so I wouldn't necessarily disagree with that. I don't know.
Like, politics is a true religion, what football is for identity. Just the same level of replacement. Like, people who believe that their identity are formed by how people on the outside see them. Like, that one postmodern idea. People who fell for that, they go around, like, being very excited about, like, football teams or, like, bands they like or things like that. Because that's more or less the only thing they have to define their identities. And it's the same thing with politics. When they reject God, they need something to put in that place. And they put the government and they put politics and the politicians there.
Or they put whatever Nietzsche in. I create my own rules. I'm the Ubermensch.
Yeah.
I'm saying, Uberman. I'm Uberman. I'm Uberman.
I drive you around town. I'm Uberman.
Man.
Sorry, that was a dumbass joke.
You know, Bible says that a human was created by God, but it's clear that humans evolved to a current state from, well, so you wouldn't call human. If there's a God, then God was behind evolution. They don't need to be separate. If Jesus had all these abilities, why aren't there more people like him? Because he was the chosen son of God. He was the demonstrator. There needs... If people don't listen to that, then it's their fault. It's selective. He's already been demonstrated.
Yep.
Have to bail, need dinner, have a good one, Commander Soph. Enjoy that dinner of yours. Thanks for sticking around.
So, you need to read the Bible and get yourself baptized.
Yes. Just reading the Bible itself will reveal a lot. Well, like, I listened to the entire biblical lecture series for, like, across the course of a few months while playing Civ. And that, helped me when I actually dove into the texts. I think it's better to start the New Testament, though, because a lot of what Swam is asking is in relation to Jesus.
Yep, just read the New Testament, and after you do that, most likely all of your doubts will be solved, and then you can get yourself baptized when you're a true believer.
My illness has unfortunately given me many focusing problems, and reading is very hard. Is it better to listen to stuff?
Yeah, you should try audiobooks.
Because if so, there's certainly good Bible audiobooks out there. Who's a good preacher? I don't know. I listen to various people. I think the channel is like Census Fidelium or something like that. Various stuff. Are you more into philosophers?
In the chat. For the people.
Especially a big book as the Bible.
Listen to it. You should post the channel you mentioned, like, on the chat for the people.
Oh. I'll get a Bible audiobook link as well.
When will your dad come into your room to say, "Good stream, Sophia"?
I don't know. Have you watched Yuri Bezmenov's interview from YouTube? Sounds familiar. Is he the guy who talks about the four stages of pooping in America's asshole? Yeah, I've seen this.
I am sorry to all of you guys, but Sophia's dad is my favorite patron, and nobody can change that. He's the epicest one.
Not gonna argue about the existence of God, but you can argue the fact that if there is a good, the Bible is clearly not his book. Why not? These streams are either inevitably get religious or get fucking libertarian.
Sure. I guess it's just what we're all about. Can't help it. Well, what else are we gonna talk about?
I mean, yeah. Those are the priorities in life.
Exactly.
The economic system where you leave people alone jives best with the GOD. Inaccurate? Does not reflect the reality. Gonna have to elaborate on that one, anime man.
Anime person. I love that song. Thank you for that term. I'm retarded. But like arguing with people like Daniel Hooch, you can see that there are some people that is just like no getting through. Like they just can't. It's like right in front of them and they refuse it and it, mm-hmm. they deny it. Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, I mean it varies.
Yeah, it varies from person to person, but there are some people who are just like that and you need to know when to give up on them. And move on to someone.
Is it just me or does the viewership keep jumping around? It went from like 3 to 13.
For me, it's at 14 now. I don't know. Three and 13. Are you sure? Like you just didn't see the other number?
No, that's what it shows on my graph. Viewers 4. Next second. Viewers 13.
Yeah, maybe that has to do with the like screen blacking out thing. Maybe that's still happening.
Your feed has cut twice and needed a refresh. Oh.
Oh.
My best friend doesn't even deny and even agree with my religious arguments, but he purposely chooses to not believe in it. It's very strange how humans do that.
Especially atheists who claim to be all about logic and shit.
Mm-hmm. Logic and reasoning. Alright, then according to your logic, go murder someone. Why not?
Like,
There's no logical way to derive morals. But yeah, continue.
Yeah, like, when I was an atheist, I was like that as well. I'm just so reasonable and amazing and smart. And then you just get confronted with something that goes against what you currently believe in. And you reject it. And at one point, you just can't. Well, at least for me, at one point I just couldn't reject it anymore. Because I had like this time in my life where I was trying to believe in free will and not believe in God at the same time, which requires some quite like quite good mind warping to be able to do, you know, just not believing in God.
The mental gymnastics are probably entertaining to work through.
Yeah. But at one point you just can't do it anymore. And you just gotta accept what is right in front of you. He thinks he can make up his own morals because he trusts in himself to do the right thing.
Gotta seek food. Keep the faith, boys and grills. Alright, see you talking worse.
Yep. Morality is subjective.
Because karma does exist in a sense of cause and effect. All the mythical connotation to it is probably added to it by the same public which anthropomorphed the abstraction terms they couldn't get. That was the answer to why to not to kill and do other mean shit. Yeah, but why should you even have self-interest in the first place? Why should you even care about your karma? An African tribe believes coming in a child's mouth when he comes of age will give him strength. I wouldn't be surprised if that were true.
I remember reading about like an African tribe that after like a woman's husband died, they had to perform a test to see if she killed him or not. So the test was if like they would bathe the dead body and they would make her drink the water, and if she died, she killed him, and if she remained alive, she didn't kill him.
Great.
Off topic, have you seen things? Sophia has certainly seen things. I can tell you that much.
Oh, did I get a message from Victor? A voice message. I'm gonna pause my music for a second. Oh, he got internet and computer.
Amazing. He can join us now.
He's setting his shit up, so probably won't join this stream, but the next one he'll probably be here.
Yep. Amazing.
And in life where people live forever, which biotech can deliver in merely a decade, and where they have more godlike abilities to see another girl, see a girl on another side of the globe, karma becomes more certain. Karma is cause and effect. By doing mean stuff, you make enemies instead of friends, and statistically there's a chance of enemies going after you. That is how one is supposed to understand karma. Yeah, but why should you even be interested in that? Like, yeah, suppose that was the only system. Then what is the reason for self-interest in the first place to maintain good karma is my question. Why are you worth helping? I have to eat lunch, so I might dip.
Okay. I thought you were reading something. He's like, okay, what?
Yeah.
We've been going for
2 hours and 20 minutes. Pretty good.
Get the boom boom going then.
Oh yeah, I gotta get the boom boom. To stay alive, because biological immortality doesn't guarantee an absolute one. Yeah, but why are you interested in staying alive? What is it? What are you worth?
My new style is island vibes, man. Me relaxing on the beach in Jamaica.
Just live well, because life can be fun. Why is fun good?
Me in Jamaica. Get the boom boom. Me getting the boom boom.
Because bad things can also be fun. Can they not? This has been interesting.
Bad things can a lot of fun. Killing a person must be extra fun.
Come on! Wait,
they still don't do it?
Come on now, man!
The new style is island vibes, man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. The boom boom, nice. Me want the children to grow up to be big warriors, man. To be strong, like their father. You don't believe me? Fuck you, Bumba Clock. Me new style is...
Have you ever sailed a boat?
Vibes,
yes!
Man. The shirt unbuttoned, nice. The sunglasses, nice. Island vibes. Me listening. Me listening good, Anthony. Me brother, me brother.
Sophia has a private lake.
What to do with it, red man. Blood.
Yeah, I have a private lake.
In her multi-million-dollar home.
Yeah, you're dancing in like one FPS. That's even better. Bad things have some shit inside of them. That's why they're considered bad, because it's a Satan's gift. Didn't explain the fault with the previous one, but all right, man.
Right now, man. The Third World Radio, Jobless, signing off. And remember, me getting the boom boom in Jamaica. Bumper clock.
Wait, are you already playing the boom boom?
Are you still getting shit from your school? Yeah, so now my school is getting shit from me. Fuck off! Just kidding.
Good, Ed, I'm just kidding.
For example, sex is good because it causes reproduction, for one thing. But promiscuity causes STD, and sex without love is lame. Is it lame? Because a lot of people seem to find it pretty fun.
Yeah, and if you use the right protection, you get no STDs.
Because most people are not having sex for purely reproductive purposes. So, also, you promised merch. Where is it? The other company fucking fell through on me. They just went silent, so I'm talking to another one. And they're making mock-ups of designs I sent them as we speak. So, all right.
This one seems legit, so.
This is Lieutenant Libertarian Capitalist Corbis. This is Atheist Karina the Atheist. I'm trying to come up with another one. Logical, rational.
Lieutenant Logic.
Lieutenant Logic. This is Lieutenant Logic. The Lieutenant the Logistician. Signing off.